a doctor, and a nurse. They arrived unceremoniously and rather noisily in a blue box that wheezed and groaned and came to a rest at an angle on the side of a steepish hill. The nurse, whose name was Belinda, came out first, shielding her eyes against a wide sun. The doctor, whose name was, well, let's stick with doctor, came out afterwards. Slung over his shoulder was a device about the size, shape and weight of a small double base, silver and shiny. This was the Vindicator, their way back to Earth.
"I think,"
said Belinda, eyeing the bag mischievously,
"that we'll get the best result if we go to the top of this hill."
"Belle."
"Unless you weren't serious when you said you'd get me home."
"You might be home already,"
said the doctor.
"But we won't know," said Belinda, "until we take a reading on the Vindicator. Which is best done,"
she jerked her thumb upwards,
"at the top of this hill."
She strode on, unencumbered. The doctor gamely strode beside her. At the top of the hill, they stopped to admire the view. A round valley, almost a bowl, lay below them, surrounded by hills like the one they were on. The bowl flattened at the bottom of the valley, cut in two by a golden river. You might think you were somewhere in Scotland, or the Lake District, or any one of a number of gentle, rural landscapes. Except for just about everything.
"It could be somewhere on Earth,"
said the doctor.
"No, it couldn't,"
said Belinda.
"No, it couldn't,"
agreed the doctor.
"But the grass is green, at least. Well, silvery green. And look at the trees."
He pointed over at a nearby clump of vegetation, which gleamed pinkly.
"The trees are definitely..."
"They're definitely not trees,"
said Belinda.
"And this is definitely not Earth. I suppose it could be Shropshire. I mean, has anyone been to Shropshire? Or more importantly, come back?"
The doctor tapped the side of his nose, as if to suggest that terrible secrets lay within its bounds.
"I couldn't possibly comment."
Belinda laughed.
"Shall we set up the Vindicator then?"
"We should. We shall. Let's go."
As the doctor bent to set up the Vindicator, Belinda took the opportunity to study the view. A thrill ran up her spine. Another alien world, a place no human had ever visited before, and she, Belinda Chandra, was the first of her species to see it. Not even having a whole planetary system named after her could lessen the excitement of the first moments on a new world. She breathed the alien air, which was sweetly perfumed, knelt to touch the alien flowers, perhaps a tad too blue for her taste, admired the gold of the river, and listened to the hum of the alien insects. The doctor glanced up from his work.
"Seen anything worth a closer look?"
"Possibly."
Belinda pointed down to the near end of the valley, at some big grey blocks situated at the river's edge.
"Could they be buildings? They might just be rocks."
"Might be anything."
He turned back to the Vindicator.
"We'll get the reading, then we can be on our way."
"We don't have to go right away. Not if you don't want to. It's nice, this place, isn't it?"
"It is nice."
A smile spread slowly across his face.
"Oh, you're starting to enjoy this, aren't you?"
"Doctor."
"Go on, admit it."
"Maybe a bit. It's peaceful."
"Yeah,"
said the doctor absently.
"Apart from that hum."
The Vindicator was now shimmering with blue light.
"Yes, the hum."
It was getting louder. She turned to look back the way they had come and, to her alarm, saw a mass of little black objects hovering directly over the blue box. Was it a mass or a swarm?
"Doctor?"
"Hmm?"
"Look, over by the TARDIS."
She might have known that would get his attention.
"What are they?"
"Drones," said the doctor.
"You don't mean bees, do you?"
"I don't mean bees. Belle, run!"
"Where?" "Back to the TARDIS."
The doctor looked round.